Martin Kilcoin and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon. Now, here's a classic segment of The Morning Grind featuring Martin on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
It is The Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, Kilcoin, McKernan, Pickett, the big three.
Hi, Martin.
All the best, little Pocahontas. How are you, LP?
I'm good.
God, you look good.
LP.
Sorry, LP.
So, Chasey, your picture so far on Inside STL, let me go and see what's happened here. We put your picture up with the new hair. Right when you click on InsideSTL.com, you come up. You're higher profile than I am. Not happy about it. And your picture has been hit 1,226 times. The picture of you kind of holding your breast has been hit 973 times. Your foot has been hit 720 times. Now you got a nice foot. But that's from the pedicure discussion.
Half of those were Joe checking it out, going, I don't know. What is she doing there? Yeah, I might have to try that.
Bob J down here in the Cardinals locker room.
You couldn't be happy about it.
No, Stedman's still the master. Oh, we're gonna have a little
620 people, however, have viewed Chops holding his crotch, and 699 have viewed Martin debating what to do with that stupid little machine over there. Boy, I hope that thing didn't cost the station a lot of money.
It's called instant replay. I'm ready because my rule with Tim now is I won't play with the board. The soundboard that makes the effects, unless Chase
is
here.
Do you know what the buttons are yet?
Well, I had to write a few of them down. I'm trying to be right on cue.
Chase, that's a good picture of you, I think. My wife said it's not a good picture. I said, I think it's a good picture.
Well,
I'm all over you.
I'm in the middle of talking.
I think it's kind of a passionate look, like, yeah, I want to bang.
I don't know if I'd look at you passionately, Tim.
I guarantee you.
Sorry.
God, I'm so sick of that.
Your earrings are kind of the little Pocahontas earrings today.
They are.
You could be on like a little lunchbox.
Yeah, are you like
by Disney or something?
Are you like Indian or something?
ISIS, I have some ISIS, Indian ISIS. In me, actually.
Cherokee, of course, right?
No.
That's what all white people say when they say they have some Indian in them.
Is that next week's Hoosiers and Hummers?
white
guy that wants to be Cherokee?
There's a porn star named Cherokee, and she is hot.
You've had some good Hoosiers and Hummers. Last week it was Likes to Fight Guy.
This week's Likes to Be Black Guy.
I like that.
I would think at public school you had a lot of those.
We did have a lot of those.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I wonder how that happened. That wasn't going on in the 80s. In the 90s, though, you had this thing where white guys suddenly started acting like they were black. And I can't imagine what black people think of Likes to Be or Wants to Be Black Guy that's white.
Mine was Likes to Be Izod
Guy. 9690590.
Likes to Be Izod Guy.
Likes to Be Izod. I mean, you're rolling in Glendale. You can't be Wants to Be Black Guy.
Because they'd kick you out.
Sure.
It's kind of how that works.
I think it started in junior high because that's when all the white boys started listening to rap.
Well, you have to understand, when you were in junior high isn't the same than when everybody else was in junior high.
Yeah, when I was in junior high.
Anyway. No,
please put
for
that
me,
disclaimer
this
on
is
it.
When I noticed it.
LP.
Was in junior high. When you were in junior high, you were in the PFG. So
no, that was a sophomore at St. Louis U High, and I ran the halls, bitch.
I'm sorry, I thought you were in junior high this whole time. You were in high school.
That's how I rolled. That's how I rolled. What is that, not cool?
Wow.
What is that, not cool?
Sophomore, no less.
What is that, not cool?
Yo,
no,
dog.
It's not cool at all.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be at
you should have seen
Annie's
the hose
today.
I had. You should have
he
seen it.
He pulled a lot of hose.
Oh, my nice. God. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Once she gets off her shift at the Orange Julius, we're going to roll down to Aunt Annie's.
You're picking up the hose.
Meet me at the food court. And don't be late.
So this was every weekend you'd go to the mall.
We would really just drive around the gallery. It was really sad. But right. We were still in a rap group, and that's all that you guys can't say you were.
Can't.
You're right.
You're like George O'Leary. Right. Let's check that resume. Tim says he was in a rap group. Let's check that out.
So did you talk like you were black?
I don't really think I ever did that. I don't think I did that.
I can see you doing that.
Nah, but that really wasn't something I got into. I listened to nothing but rap, and I still probably 80% of what I listen to is rap, actually.
I bought that two-pack the other day.
What do you think?
Ironically, it's just one. I thought there'd be two in there.
He talks badly about white people, and I find that a mite bit offensive.
I had a friend
scares
that Kobe Bryant, when he like
you'd be
blew
scared
up,
of Charlie Pride.
You know how Kobe Bryant had a new tennis shoe? This was like years ago or something, and my friend had
great
no
white man
idea.
Discussion. Kobe had a new tennis shoe.
No. My friend had no idea who Kobe Bryant was. So he goes into like Foot Locker or something and he's like, yeah, I hear there's a new shoe called Kobe. I would really like to try on these Kobes.
Oh, my God. I assume your friend's a gentleman's gentleman.
No.
Does he watch Laguna Beach?
But yeah,
does he,
sure,
quote, produce?
He might watch Laguna Beach. So the guy that was helping him was a black guy, and he just thought it was absolutely hysterical that he was calling it a Kobe.
As he should.
So,
all right, we will do Hoosiers and Hummers here on the Morning Grind in just a bit. People have already loaded up with
Wants
the,
to be black guy is the topic.
LTBB is what it says on the board. Yeah.
And then there's a guy that says it's kind of creepy guy, or creepy, as it's spelled out by the
creepy
idiot.
I'm not sure. All right, Jen, let's do it.
Do it.
I'm ready.
Oh, she highlighted her little script today, Mark. You see that?
Well, I was kind of doodling.
What, you weren't listening to Phil Sims?
Well, I was, but I was doodling at the same time.
Martin just stood up to get a look.
I got the book in between. Right. I got the Berlin Wall here.
Martin, you need to be on the board.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go.
This entertainment report is brought to you by the Casino Queen. The third annual Halloween costume ball is taking place at the Queen on Saturday, October 29th, and will feature live music and over $2,500 in cash and prizes, including free dinners, movie tickets, a free hotel stay, concert tickets, and much more. For more information, you can visit CasinoQueen.com. Motherhood apparently isn't coming easily to Britney Spears, who seems to be experiencing the first signs of postpartum depression. The word is she's quite worried about her post-pregnancy physique and may be regretting how frequently she indulged in junk food over the past few months. In addition, Britney is concerned that her famous midriff may be permanently scarred by her C-section procedure.
Hi, I'd like a picture naked of me, please.
To calm her nerves, husband Kevin Federline purchased Spears a sapphire mother's ring, which also served as an anniversary present. The couple celebrated their first wedding anniversary on Sunday.
No, Kevin bought it with her money.
Exactly.
That's why I told my wife, don't buy me anything for my birthday. Let's just have an
orgy. How's the orgy coming along?
I really would like you there. And if it was, I would just be the three of us. That's my promise to you. That way it would be classy.
You promise?
Do it.
Promised him.
Is that you, Martin?
No. All the good ones are him.
The Sopranos star Jamie Lynn DeScala's marriage to her manager AJ DeScala has reportedly come to an end. Access Hollywood reports that the couple, who were married in 2003, split for good over a month ago. In recent weeks, DeScala has been linked to club promoter Keith Collins, although she has yet to confirm or deny the report.
People just had open marriages. There would never be divorces.
Would
I'm
you?
So ahead
Jamie
of my
Lynn
time.
DeScala?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's pretty cute.
I mean, I don't really care for Italians, even though my wife is.
I was just going to say, how did that happen?
Yeah.
All right.
Not quite sure she is.
And with lifeless bodies still floating in the streets of New Orleans, a pair of Louisiana lawyers are seeking to cash in on the killer hurricane by slapping the name Katrina on alcoholic beverages. And a new filing with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the two men provided federal officials with a logo bearing the word Katrina, the phrase "get blown away," and a small satellite image of the deadly storm. The trademark application was filed on September 4th, just 6 days after the hurricane slammed into the Gulf Coast.
Class.
I know. That was actually on the Smoking Gun, and they have pictures of the two guys as well.
Let me guess. White guys, slightly overweight with facial hair.
Slightly overweight. I don't know about the facial hair, but
trust me, they do.
Okay. This is Jen Pickin, and that's your entertainment news for today, brought to you by the Casino Queen, the home of the loosest slots in the country.
Nice, Chasey. All right, are you going to stick around and talk about white guys who want to be black?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was the percentage of Parkway West trash that wanted to be black?
I'll just say in my grade, maybe 20.
Of how many people? I don't know how many people were in your class.
There was probably about 400 people in my class.
20. And what did the rest of the school think of these people? They laughed at them, I would assume.
It was kind of like the cool thing, though, so nobody really
laughed. Really?
Yeah. It wasn't like, oh my God, he's trying to act like he's black. It was like, okay. There's Johnny.
No, you were afraid that he might put like one of them caps on you.
Yes, exactly. I was going to get capped in the hall, and so I didn't.
Yo,
say
I gotta have sex tonight.
I tried it for a while. I was working in Northern Wisconsin. I went to M. Diddy for a while doing the sports.
How'd that work?
Didn't fly too well up there.
No.
Yeah, let's get him out of here. All right, let's do it. Let's do a little H&H.
A time for all the Hoosiers to call out one another.
You're right, man. There is some good gravy around here.
It's Hoosiers and Hummers on the Morning Grind.
Lewis, don't play games with these people.
And the phone line's already lit up, but you can get in at 969-0590, *590 from your Singular Wireless. The theme of Hoosiers and Hummers likes to be black guy. Tim went through his own little phase. I don't know if he's out of it, to be honest with you.
I was in the PFG. I mean,
so
that was cool.
What did you wear? This intrigues me.
A Michael Jackson jacket.
That was in third grade.
Aww. Was it red leather?
It was. It was the Thriller jacket, man. You should have seen how many bitches I was getting.
Did you wear the glove?
No, I couldn't find one.
Oh.
I would pay for a picture. Missy, get out of the street on Tam. Get me a picture of Tim and the little Michael Jackson. Tyler, you're on 5-9 to the Fan. Who's Homer's?
You know, I think there's a Hoosier crossover between the fight guy and wants to be black guy.
Yeah, well, I think Tyler, you're right on target, actually. Because, but it all falls under the same umbrella. White trash.
A buddy of mine, I've known the kid since we're 10 years old, and he's like the fight guy. And wherever the ball, whenever he gets into a fight, normal kid, West County, Lafayette, every time he turns into Tupac, every time he gets into a fight. You don't know me.
Oh, it's a Maury Povich show.
You don't know me.
Every time. Where do you guys hang out? Make sure I don't go.
Good old patio. I've actually seen you down at the Friday Night Dance Party.
Make sure you introduce yourself.
Yeah, it's a good time, though. Yeah, and he does every time. Turns right into it. It's like kind of like Thriller. This night comes, turns into a fighter.
All right, it could be a combination of last week and this week.
Well, but think about it. Tyler's right on target.
Tyler.
He's right on target because likes to fight guy and wants to be black guy are both white trash. It's very simple, and they fall in their
But I think you have a lot of Hoosier white trash guys who would like to fight, like stacking the cups down in the bleachers. I'll kill you.
But right they don't necessarily
be like. But I don't think some of them want to be.
You're right.
Likes to be black.
You're right. That's a very fine observation. Also, I would point out that likes to fight guy usually, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be in his 20s, but want to be black guy. You're not going to see a 40 something guy that wants to be black.
What if you did?
Be great.
Ryan, what up?
What up, dog? How you homies doing this morning?
Chilling, man.
Chilling.
Being a white man who is married to a black woman, I figured I should chime in with the likes to be black guy talk.
Just like being, I'm a season tickler. Yeah, I'm a white guy married to a black girl.
Yeah, well, my wife and I have had this conversation several times. The funniest to me, by the way, I saw a white guy the other day wearing a Scully and had two gold teeth, two gold fronts in his mouth. So
You were out at Old Larson?
Actually, no, I was on the east side, so I'm sure he's got a lot of street cred. But the one that cracks me up is listening to a white guy try to pick up a black woman, and they go into that trying to be smooth, kind of R&B type of voice.
What's up with you, girl?
They try to sound like Barry White, but they sound more like Very White. It's really pathetic. I don't know. I didn't pick up my wife that way. I didn't have to, I guess, you know, go to the dark side. But, you know, I don't get that. I don't understand the whole trying to be the street pimp thing. But
what's up, girl?
Anyway.
How are you doing? You look fine.
Yeah, you look good today, sister.
What's up with you, girl?
Thank you, Ryan.
You see these 22s I'm rolling on?
Yeah.
This is 5-9 of the Fan. Richard, welcome aboard to Hoosiers Homers.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi, Richard. Kind of creepy guy.
Creepy.
Not. I understand we are going to have a little boxing
match. Ah, it's the medieval midget!
Oh, yeah.
The medieval midget.
Likes to be medieval midget guy.
The medieval midget's on. You got to email me. You can't leave voicemails here because I don't check my voicemail, and I haven't done it in 3.5 years. But email me, man, for real. We want to have you here.
Okay, dog. I'll do it. I went to Vincent's, Indiana.
What, for a joust?
No, I am now engaged.
To a midget?
No, I'm married. Getting married.
Getting married.
Yeah, I know, but to a
fellow knight?
Or a midget?
No, I went to Vincent and I proposed.
Congratulations, but are you engaged to a midget?
No.
Really? There's a normal-looking woman who's going to marry the medieval midget?
That's correct.
Nicely done. What does she look like? Probably hideous.
She's taller than me, 5'8".
Well, I have the same thing going.
A very beautiful woman.
So, Richard, is the deal? I missed this on Monday, and you miss a day, you miss
a lot.
She's
going to be a freak if she's into this.
Richard, do you want to fight Tim?
Well, I'd like to sword fight Tim, you know, in the Renaissance way.
I've had some sword fights with producer
sword
Joe.
Fights.
It's usually in the third stall.
Hello.
Or the late night pool.
Is that really going to be a fight, though?
Yeah, I want to fight you, but I got to get in contact with you. I understand you left information on my voicemail at the station, but I don't check my voicemail, so email me, tmckernan@hotmail.com.
Or I can put you on hold.
I'll email you, and then we'll set up. Maybe you could come out to one of the festivals.
No, I got to work. So you still?
I'll do the pregame from the festival.
Well, what we're gonna have is Savard versus Slayton, you versus me on the undercard, Chasey versus my wife in chocolate pudding. Mm-hmm. Martin, who are you gonna fight?
I was gonna fight producer Joe.
That's fine.
Cat? Slow, plotting Martin.
Cat will fight a Christian.
Is this a boxing?
Me and you are gonna joust. Slayton and Savard are legitimately going to fight. Chasey and my wife are just going to wind up making out in chocolate pudding. God, I got to leave.
Well, that'll be interesting.
So how, I mean, let me ask you something about this woman you got engaged. This is a little weird to me because you're how tall? 3'10 or something?
3'8", I like to say
3'10". Yeah, well, I like to say 5'10", so I know
it's
what
like
you're
the media guide. It's always a little bit off. When you pick up your jousting media guide and Richard's listed at 3'10", you better check closer.
So what does your wife think about being with somebody who's, you know, 2 feet smaller than her? It seems a little goofy to me.
Hey, love is not about height, Tim.
That's why Bella married you.
No, that's classy.
There you go.
I actually got introduced when my brother is a friend of hers, and I think she looks past the whole height thing.
Good for you.
But she's a wonderful woman, you know. And
how'd you meet?
We met at a bar through my brother.
What bar? Is there like a midget bar? Be great.
No. Up at Vincent's in Indiana.
What is this that you keep talking about, Vincent's, Indiana?
Vincent? Is that a city?
Is that a city?
Yeah, it's up in Indiana.
Is that like a midget community? Because I understand there's a midget community in Ohio. I think
are you thinking about moving?
I'm thinking about it. The property value is going down, though.
I'm not familiar, but there are a lot of associations you can get involved in.
Am I too tall to get into it?
Well, how tall are you, Tim?
5'7".
In the media.
I thought you said 5'10".
Well, when I'm wearing my lips.
Hey, Richard, we'll do this. We'll put you on hold. You can give producer Joe all the pertinent info, and we'll get you and Tim jousting.
Can we get you in studio someday? Is that possible, or do you have to do your midget
job? Probably, yeah. I work
up in Indiana.
Evening jobs. I'm a mail sorter, so it's a possibility.
Mail sorcerer?
Mail sorter. No. Suddenly it's S.I. Matt. Richard, I think it's on. You and Tim. It's the wrong ding ding.
All right, Medieval Midget, congratulations on the engagement. You and your lovely wife. All right. Yeah. Peace in the Middle East.
All right. Thank you.
To Mexico City.
Likes to be medieval jouster guy. Back to Hoosiers and Hummers. Likes to be black guy.
Or likes to be jouster.
Thank you.
He's 14-0. The guy's 14-0, and he's 3'8".
Yeah, he's legit.
Maybe that's why he got that tail. He says she's beautiful.
Jen really enjoyed that. I gave you a ding-ding because I thought it was a boxing ring.
It was like Joker's Wild.
Yeah. Suddenly I'm Wink
Joker.
Wink Martindale.
The great Bill Curry.
Circle gets the square. I thought I was giving you some boxing.
Rudy's online, and he wants to talk about likes to be black guy, but I think Rudy hates black people, so this will be good.
It's going to be good stuff.
Racist?
It is the Morning Grind, on 590 The Fan.
7:46, you're listening to the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. It's Ask Tony. It's Wednesday, 7:40. Ask Tony, your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you want. 969-0590, star 590 on your singular wireless, toll free, 866-326-0590. And joining us as he does every Wednesday at 7:47, it's the Cardinal manager. Tony, congratulations on another Central Division title. Thank you for coming back from Cincinnati for the segment.
Well, that's like the club winning the division. That was a long time ago. So, I mean, like right now.
Well, it happened Saturday.
Yeah, you got to look ahead. So, like last night, I mean, I'm like a wreck. I mean, well, that's a ball game you can't lose.
Why?
Well, you look at our club. I mean, how did we stay on top? So, I mean, I talked to everybody, like, we're going to play a reverse magic number right now.
What do you mean?
Well, what does it take to win the World Series?
Well, you got to win, 11 games?
Yeah, so, like, right now, the number is magic, number minus 11. So, like, we're going to play that way the rest of the season.
I don't understand. Stand.
Yeah, so like you play tonight, now it won't move the magic number down because you got to get the postseason, but the approach, like our players, coaches, approach tonight like it's game seven. So I think like you do that, once we get to the negative number, it'll all make sense.
Well, there might be two problems with that. I mean, first off, you're playing the Reds, and then secondly...
That's a tremendous club.
The stands are going to be kind of empty. It's not like a World Series atmosphere.
Well, I talked to like CJ about it. I think
the traveling secretary, CJ Sherry.
Yeah, I think it'd be very healthy. See, look out in the stands. See, like cutout figures. Some guy, like a big fat guy with nachos. Some like skinny little kids.
You're going to put cardboard cutouts in the stands.
Yeah, I think like to replicate the postseason. I think it's important our players look up and see like a full house. So tonight, a lot of them like won't be moving a lot. But I think, yeah, I mean, like, you want to look up, you want to see somebody, like, cheering, hey, home run for them. So, yeah, you got to get, like, a competitive environment.
But, I mean, outside of Tavares, I don't really know if that's going to trick anybody.
Well, a lot of times the player's so locked in. Hopefully, it's so locked in on the field, you just glance. If you just get, like, a glance, and they're not dimensional, these are cutouts. But I think, like, yeah, you spill, like, a little nacho cheese or ketchup. I think it'd fool a few people.
It's Ask Tony. You can call in and ask some questions on your own. 969-0590, star 590 on your singular wireless, toll free, 866-326-0590. You're listening to The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. Your chance to ask the Cardinal manager anything you want, as he does at his press conferences. We keep it real and start it with Calvin. Calvin, good morning.
Morning, Tony. How you doing today?
Well, you can ask me about, like 9 o'clock Cincinnati, our time, tonight,
hey,
later.
With the playoffs just around the corner, is there any concern on the starting pitching, giving up the hits that they're giving up to these clubs that are 20 and 25 games out?
No, that's crap. I mean, that's just like something. Are you just trying to stir it up?
No.
I don't know why so giggly. I think that's a question that's just something that I have so much respect for what our club has done. I mean, looking like body of work. I mean, I think we've been tremendous. I mean, everybody talking like Marquis Morris. I mean, who's to say what the rotation is? I mean, like at this point, I mean, maybe Carpenter's not in. I mean, I don't think.
Well, he might win the Cy Young. I would think he's.
Yeah, but it depends on the matchup. Let's say we like face the Padres. I mean, like, is Chris Carpenter makes sense against the Padres? You got to look at every matchup. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. Look at all the pitching, all the talk. Like Marquis Morris. I mean, who's to say Mulder's even in?
He might not be in the rotation.
No, I didn't say that.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean. Is you don't know who's going to be in. So, like Carpenter, is he going to be? Everybody said, "Hey, Carp's pitching game one." I never said that.
Is it safe to say that a pitcher will pitch game one?
Yeah, but I just don't know who that will be. And I think to assume, yeah, I mean, maybe it's Marquis in game one. I mean, look at the matchup.
But I mean, you have a Cy Young. You know, I mean, you have a Cy Young winner and a guy who's won.
Yeah, but I think it's real dangerous to make anybody complacent. There's a lot of time left. I mean, you go to Carp now, so you pitch game one. I mean, that's a big mistake.
But haven't you been kind of scheduling the rotation around game one for the last month and a half?
No, I never said that. Joe Strauss said that. I didn't say that. So, like, if it's in the paper, I didn't say it.
Buzz?
No, that's different. You got to read the book.
Willie, 590 The Fan, asked Tony.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Hey, I got a couple questions for you. The first question is, I heard when old Freddie Vina was in town that he had a little cocaine problem. I was wondering if you could verify that, and if so, if you could give me his phone number. The other question is, I heard Jack McKeon has an elephant, and hypothetically, if Jack got stuck on that elephant and being the animal lover you are, would you help Jack off that elephant?
I think like Willie doing material, is that? So like, what's the age group of your listeners?
About 12 to 13 years old.
Well, the first question, more legit probably. No, Fernando. Like, I think a lot of people mistake like a lot of hyperactivity, high energy ball player. People are suspicious. Just like a big muscular fella, they always assume he's been injected. No, they're like a young guy, scrappy, plays hard like Fernando. No, I mean, he had like a lot of sugar intake, so he kind of sweat a little bit, a little jumpy. No, it's more like he'd have, what do you call it, the sugar smacks?
Yeah, the sugar cereal. I enjoy honey smacks. Sure.
Yeah, like a bowl of that before the ball game. Looks like you hopped up.
Really?
Yeah, it's a true story.
And then the elephant question regarding Jack McKeon. It seemed like that may have been offensive.
That's unfortunate.
Is it crap? I mean,
our clubs, yeah, that was crap.
Just double check. Ken, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Hey, Tony, congratulations on a great season. Real quick, Katie Felt, Ann Carroll, Vicki Newton. Which one would you do and why? Go.
I said that's this is so unfortunate. I mean, I try. Now, come on, Harold, talk some ball.
Well, I mean, people know that they can ask you anything, and they might be looking for it. This guy might have a situation here.
That's just,
I think Katie's married, so that, you know, I mean, I don't know what everybody's into, but.
Yeah, just, I mean, I don't like getting in people's business. Like you asked me, like, ooh, Tony, what you like to do? You like going to ballet, but I mean, that's my stuff. I don't like talking people's stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's people's stuff. He's just kind of asking your preference. Fair question, you know, to spaghetti or pizza. You know?
Yeah, but I'm probably more like Frank, Victoria Principal.
Corey, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Yeah, Tony. Again, want to congratulate you on a great season.
So
but
far.
After watching last night and in recent history, I'm just wondering what you're going to do with Ray. I mean, he's been a piece of garbage and continues to suck every night. You bring him in key situations. I mean, what's your intentions with him for the rest of the year?
Well, I think looking at Ray, I think he's been outstanding for our club. The things that he's done, what I don't like is he seems to be a little confused at times. Where to throw the ball, when to go home. Now, a lot of people were banging him last night because he was so close to the plate. He got in, like, Molina's way. So it seemed. But what a lot of people don't understand, we have, like, a little buddy We got a little buddy system.
Yeah, we got a little buddy situation here.
Well, I think it's real healthy for a club to stay competitive, keep each other sharp. Hmm. So, like, down the stretch, every guy has been assigned a little buddy. So, like, Ray King, just so happens, his little buddy is Molina.
Hmm.
So, 9 times out of 10, we'd like him at the backstop. However, last night, he was doing the right thing because he's the motto of our club is to stay close. And in this case, it was his little buddy. Just coincidence, his buddy was the catcher.
Really?
So, like a lot of guys, yeah, you may see like outfielders run into each other and say, well, that's unfortunate. But if you look later at the chart, it just so happened that Luna and Edmonds are little buddies. So, there's a lot of that going on. Got to take care of each other.
That's what went on. Little buddy system. PJ, you're on 590 The Fan. It's Ask Tony. PJ.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in today, Coach. I got a question for you. What is your record in the medieval reenactment things down at Carondelet Park, and have you ever faced off against the midget medieval man?
That's a great question. He called in the other day.
No, that's a great question. I mean, the great thing about this city is a lot of unique stuff that goes on, and I try to get around. I've seen it a couple of times.
You ever participate? You ever jousted?
No, I mean, they ask, hey, Tony, come down and joust. But, you know, I just like to go. I like the competition. I mean, for me, it's all about ball. So if I can go down there, like a healthy joust, a lot of times get the blood flowing before we play the Cubs or something. I think, I mean, they compete as well as anybody in town.
I assume you haven't fought the medieval midget because he informed us when he called in the other day that he's 14-0. So if you did, you lost.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, he's scrappy. I wouldn't rule out him beating me. I have no problem with that. I mean, he knows his craft probably a little better than I do. Hey. So I give him the edge.
But, I mean, he's a midget. You would think he'd be able to handle him.
Well, don't underestimate people.
John, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Good morning, Skipper. I got a quick favor to ask. I've got Adam Dunn on my fantasy team, and this is championship week. I was hoping maybe you could lob a beach ball up there for him to knock a couple out of the park for me. It would really help me out.
Well, I think we...
Thanks a lot.
Well, look at last night. It looked like we gave him a couple of beach balls. I was not very happy about that. So, I mean, it goes back to Subban. Now, there's a guy... I mean, he could start game one. He could start game six postseason. So everybody's got to lock in. I mean, this postseason talk is premature.
Mike, 590 The Fan.
Morning, Tony. I had a question on your starting pitcher for the playoffs. Have you given any thought to possibly like announcing Carpenter as your starting pitcher for game one and having him field the questions and then maybe like throwing in a rookie pitcher or maybe even Rick Ankiel?
It's a great idea. I think that's been done before successfully.
No, I think like that's like 5 years ago.
Oh, 2000.
Yeah. I mean, you remember? So, no, that's something I'm probably not going to do again because once you do it, it's a trick. It's like if you're going to be Doug Henning, whoa, rabbit out of the hat. How many times you do that? So, like, all of a sudden, you got to make a plane disappear.
Are you comparing yourself to Doug Henning?
No, I'm more like the plane. So, I think it's important to always keep people guessing. Can't do the same trick.
Is Doug Henning going to take batting practice before any of the playoff games?
No, there's a chance, like up in Milwaukee. He's playing like the Pabst Theater on Saturday, so there's a chance.
I thought he was dead.
Well, his son is very, very clever as well.
Jim J. Bullock and Doug Henning, we've killed them both.
Is he really dead?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, you might, but I mean, he's a magician, so he might still be hanging around.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff is just for show.
7:58, Tony, we appreciate your time. We know you got to get that flight back to the Queen City. We look forward to talking to you next week as you get ready for the postseason.
Yeah, anytime, anywhere.
All right, this has been Ask Tony on 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind.
You're listening to classic audio from The Morning Grind featuring Martin Kilcoyne. He and Charlie Marlowe debut next Monday at noon on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.